With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Garfield County commuters will soon have a new way to reach the Roaring Fork Valley with plans for a new bus service connecting Parachute and Battlement Mesa to Rifle. The county approved a grant of nearly $280,000 for the new bus service. Parachute Town Manager Stuart MacArthur says the route will open a lot of doors for people in Parachute by taking them to Rifle and its raft of bus stops. From there, they can ride to shop and work in the Roaring Fork Valley. MacArthur said the Parachute bus service is planned to start running in June and will operate only on weekdays. Colorado lawmakers are once again debating whether to end the state's death penalty. Scott Franz has more.
About 60 people signed up to weigh in on the bill at its first committee hearing on Monday. Opponents, like Denver District Attorney Beth McCann, say it's costly, wrong, and ineffective.
The Aurora Theater shooting was not deterred by the possibility of a death sentence, nor were the heinous killers in the Pharaoh's Bar in Denver.
But George Brockler, the district attorney for counties that neighbor Denver, says capital punishment should stay on the books. He also thinks it's not a decision for lawmakers.
Let's send this to the people who want to weigh in on the morality of the state. Let's send it to the state. Let their voters weigh in on it.
Lawmakers rejected a similar effort to repeal the death penalty last year, but the latest version has more bipartisan support. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
The Crystal Palace Review returns for two performances this weekend. Kristen Kay reports the show has a 60-year history in Aspen.
Restaurateur and performer Mead Metcalf started singing and playing the piano at his fine dining restaurant in the late 1950s. From there, the Crystal Palace Review grew, with more performers and an eye for take-no-prisoners satire. Nina Gabbianelli performed with the Review from 2003 until its end in 2008.
We used to say, think Saturday Night Live and set it to music. And that's what we did.
Gabbianelli joins other Crystal Palace alumni for this weekend's shows at the Wheeler Opera House. The original Crystal Palace building in downtown Aspen is now being redeveloped. Gabbianelli says it's a joy to bring the performance back, even in a new venue.
We still feel the audience and the energy, and that itself is almost worth all of the work.
The shows will include both new material and old favorites, and in a nod to its roots, founder Mead Metcalf will also perform. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.